Hi, welcome to this very special edition of the Nugget Junction podcast. Today we're not filming in our normal location, which is on the Riverside Drive east of Perth at the Afro Authentic Lounge. We've actually thought of mixing it up and we have changed the location.
That's it.
To an area called Bentley in Western Australia. In the specific building is the Intercultural Community Centre. You will kind of see the visuals as we are talking here. It's a very amazing place. It's pretty new. The general concept behind it, our guest today is going to talk about it very briefly. But as we go, I need to acknowledge the very beautiful, the wonderful, the definitely better dressed Linda Mitley.
I never disappoint. I mean, I'm the queen. Hi, guys.
Hey, queen vibes 100%.
Queen vibes 100%. I am Linda Mitley, Lolo, a.k.a. Lolo Amazon. You call me whatever you want to call me, but do not call me what I am not. Today we are in a pop-up podcast, as Mr. Crankston said. We are in Bentley. And maybe, Crankston, why are we in a pop-up podcast today? Maybe you can explain that.
We thought we'd do something a bit different. The point of today's different episode is to do something a bit special. So we are on location in the main hall behind us is the Zambian community. Their event, they have an annual event and they call it Amatebeto. They're the words that come at the bottom of the screen. And it basically means enjoyment, na enjoyment. And there's some people who came to that event who we want to interview. So we thought we'd move the podcast closer to them so that we can have a chat.
That's a great idea.
However, without much ado, we would like to have an interesting brief conversation with our guest for today. Hi, Rosemary.
Our first guest, anyway.
Hello. Of the special cast.
The special cast. Her name is Rosemary. Nice to see you again, Rosemary. I know I met you, say, about a couple of months ago, where the group of women had a little baby shower at Afro Authentic Cuisine. Thank you so much for your support, ladies. May we keep the support coming so that we can keep going.
Absolutely.
That's how I have met Rosemary, beg your pardon. And I was surprised to see her here today at the Bentley Centre. Now, yes, Rosemary, please do let us know who you are and what you're doing right here at this event.
Okay, so as you said, my name is Rosemary. I am originally from Rwanda. Well, I've been in Perth for about 4 years, but 20 years in New Zealand.
In New Zealand?
Yes. Wow. So what am I doing here today? Just happened that I work in this building at the Hillview Intercultural Community Centre. And just came to briefly support the community here. I'm also a community leader. I'm part of the leadership of the Rwandan community.
Nice.
And I do bits and pieces with the Organisation of African Community. So it's always a pleasure to come and support community events.
Amazing.
That's really cool. I think the whole building kind of demonstrates that level of support.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Hillview Intercultural Community Centre is exactly that. It's a place where people feel safe. It's a place to share culture.
Exactly.
And language, you know, across that. As people come into Bentley, at the Intercultural Community Centre, they say that they feel like home. It's a safe space for them
nice.
To come in. And I guess the council has seen that it's a need.
Oh,
City
wow.
of Canning, it's one of the fast-growing multicultural city council.
Mm-hmm.
Very
so
nice.
Having a dedicated place, an intercultural place, is amazing.
Amazing.
Why did you leave New Zealand?
The sun, surprisingly.
Oh, wow.
Well, as in the sun here, not there?
The sun there was too much.
So,
No, I'm just kidding.
That's pretty cold.
Literally. We've got 4 seasons in one day in Auckland.
Oh, wow.
So I came to visit Perth and I'm like, hey, this is amazing. The sun is great. Reminds me of Africa.
Nice.
Very, very close to African weather.
Yeah.
I'm staying.
For sure. You've got your family here?
I do. I've got my family and a bit of extended family. And
oh, that's great. Good. Did you all move from New Zealand or they were here and then you kind of connected?
No, from New Zealand.
Everyone just moved?
They are moving.
Still moving.
Still in the process of moving. Oh, that's fantastic.
Very interesting. You were mentioning that you were involved in a lot of these community events and so on. And then off mic, we talked about the Perth Festival for this year. Does it run every year?
It does run every year.
So walk us through what the Perth Festival is and then what's going to make like the next one very unique.
And obviously what role do you play in the Perth Festival?
In the scheme
in
of
fact,
things.
In fact, why don't we showcase the little magazine while you're there?
This is...
If you can show the cameras.
The Perth, which one, that one?
Mm-hmm.
Perth Festival. It's happening 9th of February to 3rd of March, 2024.
Lovely.
Tickets opened this week.
So lovely.
Up online to buy. So, Perth Festival. Well, a bit of a background. For me, really, it's anything to do with culture.
Yeah? Like that.
Diversity, inclusion. Yep. I mean, hence me being part of the Rwandan community, you know, working here at Hillview. It's amazing because it is bridging those culture.
Nice.
So when I saw an expression of interest open for Perth Festival, and one of the tagline was, you know, it's a festival for everyone.
I like
and,
that.
And they are targeting different culture to come through the festival. And the lineup is amazing. We do have
Paul Kelly.
Some African.
Yeah, I'm looking at now, right? Like Paul Angelique Kelly Kijo. Is coming in.
Oh,
Angelique
yes.
Kidjo.
Show the cameras. Angelique Kidjo especially.
Like upload
Sampa the Great. Yeah.
And Sampa the
Sampa,
Great.
Sampa the Great. She's coming.
Yeah. I hope she's going to keep her clothes on this time.
Here we go.
So Sampa the Great will be a great one for our young people, actually. But my most favorite one throughout the lineup is Angelique Kidjo.
Yeah, Angelique Kidjo is the headliner for sure.
That what captured my eye. I mean, Angelique Kidjo, for me, I grew up hearing Angelique Kidjo's music, and she is very earthy as far as original African hits and music is all about.
Yeah, yeah.
So I am excited to see Angelique Kidjo. Yeah. Hit me up, girl, if you're coming to Perth.
Yeah, we'll probably bring her on to the
bring her to the... Not even that. Can you bring her to the restaurant?
Wow.
Let her try some authentic African cuisine, please.
Absolutely. So when is she on? She's 29th of February.
Well, you're the best one for that, seeing you are directly connected to the Perth Festival.
Well, I am promoting, but I'd be lying if I say I'm connected to Angelique Kidjo. No.
I'm promoting.
Honestly, she's amazing.
How much are the tickets?
For Angelique Kidjo herself, let's consult our guide.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, obviously, different
So
events,
there are different,
different prices
for different...
Different prices. Mm.
Oh, wow.
For
Perth Festival.
She is 109 to 129.
Oh, that's good.
She's
that's decent.
Worth it.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely
by
worth
far.
It. That's decent.
It is a Thursday night.
Yeah.
It's going to be at the Perth Concert Hall.
Yeah.
As I say, ticket goes on sale fast.
Yeah.
I know
right?
With our community, we say February is way there.
I know,
that's buy ticket late.
I'll buy at the door.
Honestly, buy ticket now.
As soon as you
can.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But also, giving you a little...
I mean,
secret.
Go for it.
Yeah, it's not a secret because
it's in the publication.
On the 2nd... of March, which is a Saturday, there will be a free picnic show, and Angelique Kidjo herself will be performing there.
Why are we buying a ticket? We just go.
Oh no! You have to support now.
Come on,
that's how
with
she
Angelique
also makes
show,
a living.
You
I'm
get
sure.
The whole, like, the whole,
yeah,
the whole
you
experience.
You get the whole,
yeah,
yeah.
But here, under the sun, so you're gonna have Angelique, of course, Sampa the Great will be there, and many more lineups.
Well, that sounds amazing.
I don't know much about Angelique, but I did grow up like yourself, hearing her song. I would say she's my mum generation.
Exactly.
But, you know, a woman, an activist,
multi-award
winner.
She's amazing.
You know?
Yeah, like multiple Grammys too. Yeah, for sure.
She talks about the right of the girl child in education.
Yes.
Children's rights.
Yes.
Climate change.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
She's a fighter. She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of... fighting her, a lot of passion, if I can put it that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
So, yeah, my
Rosemary.
Role in the festival, really, I'm a culture ambassador, and it's about, hey, community, there's lineup for the community, really. Let's come and support and be there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, we don't want to hold you for too long. Thank you so much for coming onto this episode and talking about the Perth Festival. We will find a way in, you know, getting you back for a longer episode when we get back to our normal location.
Yeah, as you know, this is a pop-up little pod. It will not, the durations obviously for our guests will not be as per norm. But yeah, I would love to know more about you, more about what you do. And I think it worked out great with where we are, being an intercultural hall that we're in.
Sure.
Yeah. And the work that you do in conjunction to Nugget Junction as a whole. So thank you very much for sitting on the couch with us today. Unless you have anything else you want to put forward?
No, thank you for having me.
Yeah,
it's
very
great.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. We will have you back on the show for sure. And when we do, I will ask what year you were born again.
Oh.
Are you born again?
We'll get deeper
That's
into the questions.
For next time.
So
a
you're
conversation
born again.
For next time.
Amen. Do you speak
it.
In tongues?
I love it.
We going to spoil the next episode.
Exactly. That's
good
smart.
Save. Good save.
Rosmin, love it.
Rosmin, thanks for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Everyone, just stay tuned. We're going to have a lot more people come on. Stay tuned.